Well, she can take this. That's one other thing I wanted to talk to John about. That restaurant we're looking at, something where you're spot on, but kind of in front of the government. Just kind of about going back to the well a little bit. I want to keep just enough that money to keep so that I can have a real strong thinker, scholar, PR oriented kind of guy in there, sitting there and banging back and forth. I don't know, I have no names in mind, but as I said, I'm rough spoken, understandably, but I'd much rather be in there. I'd rather have an OED than any secondary transportation. Sure, you don't get the pat on. Goddamn, you say you're in a security council. That's a hell of a lot more important than Canada. That's my point. It's a hell of a job for somebody. he wants to be coming after time. We'll wait and see what people are taking. get my message out, huh? Yeah, I was just talking to him. He said it's practically a network. So I'm just appreciating for her, and she processes the best job of dropping it out to me for 20 minutes about how grateful he was and how you kept coming back with those suggestions and attitude, but he realized that. And I tried to catch out, not on and off, to everyone. Well, he did, because he doesn't want you wanted to hear him. What does everybody want him to say? He doesn't want anything that wants to stay where he is. That's PR, but I know it's... Well, he's a great fellow with a hell of a property. I would just hate to say he thinks that's worth it. Do you think Beverly is a strong enough personality to be able to have what we need? So, Mr. Vince, what is it to do in the place? Would he have enough? I mean, I want a guy who will imagine money to be able to do that. That's what I can talk to him about. Is he a little tender? Is he soft?
No.
What I've been at, he's soft from the domestic group. Soft from the international. No, he's hard-lined domestic. He's hard-lined for him. He's soft domestic. Good type of domestic domestic.
Yeah.
How do you mean he's hard-lined for him? I don't know. Well, just from conversations that I've had with him, and that's the only thing he said, what George has told me about his negotiation. See, you can get him two hats. So he can sit in there and spray some drink every time. And on the other hand, there's a hell of a job for one of Donald Trump's there's a hell of a job for somebody. But of course, there is somebody.
And the problem is not being able to find money and money for the money when they pay it for what you want to do.
Get into the face of money. I don't know. So. Well, let me say this. Snoop Jackson had one officer that he brought with a hell of a driver for all. And I don't know whether he's already been 20 minutes. Jacqueline King, the senior guy that Jackson had it for hard lines on the bridge.
Not busted, but when you're working on it, he bolted into AEC Corrections was flat. So this is a bad idea because the guy is, two major defects. One, he viewed as a disaster by environmentalists and getting along with environmentalists is a big part of the job. He viewed as a pure military man, but he has concerns about that. Second, he's a nut about research and development. He's not a regulator. And this is a regulatory operation, not research.
Talking about cross-border agency. I think I see that he's right. I think he's right about that. Now, tell me, what is cross-border in terms, basically? What is he, Henry, philosophically? Is he hard-line, soft-line?
He's a villain disciple. You have to look more out of that.
Let me ask you this, let me have a power policy. Is it hard line, soft line, or even line, fine? No question.
No question. He's close to the television. You're close to the television. He's close
to the television. Well, tell me this, how is he in terms of if you sat in meetings with him? Is he a kind of a person that I would like to talk to him or not? Is he articulate? What I say is that we've got a hell of a spot. That OEP spot from where they know they did this. They know they can come over. And leaving OEP.
Our spot.
Now, let me tell you why we took Lincoln in the first instance. Because I expect that you were a great thinker and so forth, which he was a historian that I thought was a great thinker. But I don't. He has not. You know, Lincoln is too slow for that crowd. Wonderful guy. Well, we ran that thing pretty well. Now, here's an opportunity for one hell of a guy, but I want a guy that will contribute to our discussion, you know what I mean?
Richardson is a good... That one is a bad job, and the government require no work at all. You got to
beautiful house on the lake.
Yes.
Yeah, that's a nice one.
Well, and then you have to walk in the east,
what I had in mind for
them, the creek.
Exactly what the person, and every new can do it, I put cost in the middle. The reason is, this Toscan is a loyalist. He's tough, he's been in Morocco's. He will tilt a little, like you know. He will tilt a little toward the Arab side, which is bad, because we handle this in our shop. But Toscan is a strong man, and will know that when we got the job once.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's good.
If you can move Toscan to the Mid East, and put the other boat in Greece.
The last we had been Toscan was in the East.
Put somebody else in the Mid East. Send one of the businessmen, and then you can
move back and send it to the Toscan.
Which is the last round.
Yeah, that's
no problem. Yeah, that's the island in the Mid East, though. That's a tough job to fill. Harry Carson's been out of the country for a long time anyway. And we haven't got anybody else, and I think Carson can do a hell of a job there. After all, having been in both Morocco and Greece, he's a Mediterranean-oriented guy.
You know what, well, we could try to put bread, we could give it to an Asian sister.
He needs to have a bit of yeah. And then he's an important whole system that's as well. Well, okay, let's don't get into these now, because I'd like to hold it. My haircut is not very hard to get. Welcome to John, on the energy thing, then, what do you have some for him?
Well, we agree when he gets back.
I don't
look at the target unless something happens. But
there's a certain amount of groundwork. You know what I mean? I don't want to turn your mind.
Cross this over.
Put it on.
Pull this over. I'm making a fire, but it's over.
Yeah, well, I'm not. But Cross is not a current force.
Another fellow we have.
Discussing the need to consider how we might raise agreement for protocol in order not to
say decisions of nursing agreement next week. That's an unusual list, the opposite. You know, my friend,
incidentally, I wanted to tell you that regardless of the progress, I had no intention of having him see something, but I remember you had told me that you were going to let someone see the last day's cross.
Yes, I'm sure
that was what it was. And so I figured there was nothing in it about that.
There is nothing in it.
Said, oh, they want you to see all the transcripts.
They want to see all of them if you leave.
I mean, he won't leave, but he died.
I mean, you throw it in this morning, but it's been missing a bit.
Yeah, well, the idea of agreement, the only thing that's there, I'll go home and play for it. Now, that was a bad shot, because I said, I let him pass it, and don't want to get an argument, but he overlooks the fact we were not the ones that said that we were here.
They were!
They put out the goddamn agreement on October 26th.
That's what everyone forgets.
They forget we didn't put it out. We all said it to them, and this is the best man. He is so furious at me. Why the Christ would somebody say that we in the horizon of the church has passed over him?
What was our purpose on October 23rd?
They say it was
signed on October 23rd. We said it's needed, but not that needed.
But that was really the thrust of our decision.
I don't like that.
But anyway, don't worry about it. But let him see the last page. You're saying yes, that you have transcripts for the rest?
No.
I just did this because the president wanted something on the record of how deliberate they were. And you have one made for that day. How's that?
Fair enough.
That's rather interesting, right?
But I think that's rather interesting. My instinct is that
Roger's actually noticed the same thing about the next 3 or 4 weeks and so forth.
But then it's next that they won't think so.
I don't think if it moves,
you really thinking
what?
He doesn't want it. I mean, he's for the country, he wants it to succeed, but he didn't fly the land about me.
And I didn't know Henry when you see him. He's a poor, most inspired man. He's not been on the letters and all that. But then you can see his
quality. I understand. Got a bad effect on the department because everyone over there knows. And if they take a shot, then he won't do much. But,
let me tell you, while you were gone, though, I'm so glad that I had Rush on the phone.
Well, that's more, though,
because I had a chance to test him. And I was pretty testing him, and I got him on the phone. And I called him on the phone a couple of times. So I had to talk to somebody, and I also wanted to talk to him on the phone. But I just couldn't get him on the phone. But Rush it up. I think Rush may be able to, test him some other time. Rush with Casey and Zach, and I think that Rush.
Probably going to be a normal today. Right now, everyone feels better.
Yeah, I know. We just can't have the minutes. Let me tell you this. Frigid's in the chorus. The Frigid's in the Frigid's player. And you know what I mean? He's a gentleman. And honest. Well, I thought it was.
I know it was.
That is, he must have been. I bet I could see Elliot Bilk a couple of times, and I was still there saying outrageous things. But I meant, he's got no mind direction. What do you think of
when he said, look back and hold on to it? He said, don't go out and miss a dove. Don't let them say, go steady and sit there.
Well, I don't think
that's what we established when he's going to play.
That's right. That's right. He's just got to be a fellow that stands up as a hawk in there. He's got the point. He's got your Secretary of Defense, not Secretary of State.
I think
you're going to have a much more continued relationship than when we knew him. And we've all started getting meetings with him. And goddamn, part of the reason he's got on his birthday prepared for the election is getting this. But then we ought to get into the Bureau. We ought to get into the NSC ought to take a whack at our side of energy. And we ought to take a whack at committees sometime. We can really discuss committees. We subjects for private life in America. No, we ought to make a traffic trade policy agenda.
We can have one hell of an agenda for the NSC if we can just get,
the minis,
get people that we can all talk to.
Jim Keane said to me, "Buddy, if you don't want to, you don't see that." That was born in
here.
Or they born in, they born in India. Now they propose some of the tests in some form. What have you asked for the European? I don't want to do it while I have me some of the toilet.
Agreed, but it's going to get out.
Because those guys can't keep anything. That's the only danger.
Is the governor saying,
it's raised for five,
yeah, they much prefer you have strong protection from solar system.
I know.
I think they're waiting to do it without everything is trapped.
You know, I wanted to talk to you for a minute about what
I have to face this thing tomorrow. I don't know whether you should be there to say something or not. I think not.
You're quoted as
well for me. I think maybe I should handle it. Now, I can let you know. And really something that don't, I must say Rogers, Blair, just wants the Rogers to get out and see an empty room, so they want to do that, and they're going to come on, and so forth and so on. And Rogers says that there's something about Rogers, it's very clear. Bill, I must say, was spending much farther than Mel. I don't know what the hell happens to Mel, how he waited around when he's staying dead.
We got to go and do that, and we got to go. Yeah, just to say it wasn't necessary to be in the position he hasn't seen it. He more or less implied that it was necessary for negotiating, but not for military. Secondly, you haven't seen what the press has denied, but he's just going to reopen the whole army. He said to his military targets, he lost everyone in that same
way. I'm going to make this for the press, sir. Meet the fact that the president is again tonight. The president is again.
My instinct is that by next week, negotiations are going to dominate.
Well, over the weekend. Other things will find I think this business about it. See, the Congress is back. And when the Congress is back, it's big business. That's all.
That's true.
I must say, I have
the Senate Democrats today who are
what they want to do is get out of the front door and all of that stuff. We had a better way than that. You've got to crucify them on the grace. I want to crucify them. I want to go ahead. If we get Bobby one, we've really got to crucify him.
I have the impression that we have a good shot at us. No propaganda coming out of Hanoi. He got to know that he came today with no statement from the advantage from the Chinese. They had never had that before in the past. You told him, and I told him that I know this was yesterday.
And
you
told him,
and their brother, he had no voice. He had no ability to say anything. He only had to talk about them. And the other thing, he had a very serious intellectual disability, which means that if it's wrong, they have difficulties to talk with us. And that following a long explanation about me, how they need us for their security. Basically, when you think that we've torn out that country to keep it.
I do believe this time. I think Brower, even now, agrees that you're right.
Agreed.
assessment. The fact that you don't know what kind of search.
They had to do it every time. The boss put a place in.
We wanted to meet them.
No,
have you ever seen a difference in the bed?
All that. I think we had gone to a movie and we had finished with the other end. Might have finished
and it might have finished up.
But it also might have caused that, might have caused too much problems for us. Just might have. I'm not sure. But I think it's the best thing. And it takes me more to stop and go to the next thing. Can't say anything about it. After the next meeting, I'll be waiting to know it. Then the past is sitting there.
Then we get out in front.
They're not going to pass for it. We let them make their exclusions.
And their crimes and security. And they'll have months. They'll have weeks and years before they report on it. They're just trying to embarrass the report on it.
Nancy McGinnis, with a good idea of that, got together to see if it was a so, outwardly, his cognitive attention, especially when there is no chance for adultery. The president has screwed it up with me and Kevin Stewart and his father. Seven and I thought everything was over, big fun, and not one of those bastards ever begun so.
No, we were wrong.
Then we were wrong, we were wrong.
Yeah.
He drove to Jeff Goldman.
I don't think my name is that poor guy.
But what those sons of bitches do, you can see the letters from kids back here. But basically,
you know,
well, my kid is about 15 a day now, but basically, they tell me, they give me a choice. I don't need to tell them people to be hurt by that. They keep saying, resign, you'll resign soon. Then people have to go.
You have to resign.
Because of the bar,
which is all.
But they opened me and I recommended spoke. It's,
I know, but in fact, it's over and they can take it away.
But the idea that they would presume to write a decision to the president, to meet with the president before he, who, has, whom they had never met before the president, it is. From a president who was elected by 61% and had him to get out here. But John Lehman tells me that not only does the mayor is verified, and then it shows everyone quite critical.
Why?
The mayor is not Nancy Central.
One of these guys is saying they had more mail. Well, of course, Albert would have had mail.
I may be wrong, and I don't know, but I might point it to such a statement. How it comes out so fast, next year, so
quick. But remember, I've never really thought about it before. A poor option one is better than option two. But I've now reached that point.
I have
never seen that way in 2 weeks ago, but I have not.
The thing that is, makes me go is
my feeling is that option two, as I felt to me, right? Well, what the hell, that's what he wants. The bomb, we get our prisoners, we'll be out and preserved. But I have a gnawing suspicion it may not work. But it's what I really have much desire. What I mean is, I think that even there, what they would say is for us to just sit there and do not a goddamn thing. That by basically, the only way I think you can handle option two would be the war program to say, continue the mining, the bomb, the load of money. And that's
the very war program. I practically believe in the business that I've done option two for 6 weeks of drug. If we don't succeed,
we can't do 6 weeks.
No, I'm just the
country that day.
I'm just saying with my sentiments of the situation. Option two, I think we can get more support. Supportful because all these jerks are now out of the bank. And therefore it's hard for them to hold it. So we could get 2 or 3 or 4 months.
Yeah, but you know what it looks like?
Yeah. we can. And Congress wants the president to walk all the time.
That's the reason that the government is okay.
Congress wants them to intervene
to either also prevent the war.
But this war really ended either because.
Well, but in the public mind, in what I'm not supposed to say, it's not a ceasefire.
See, it has nothing to do with the ceasefire
object. It just means we got help.
It comes back to that. It's what it is. But the jury said yes. It's slightly better, actually, in terms of Arizona than option one, but it comes to it.
That's the point.
It's my point.
Yeah. It's my point. Right now, we're in a hell of a psychological battle. It's how it looks in America. And either way, whether South Vietnam survives, is going to depend not on option one or option two, but on the South Vietnamese people. And they either got it or they haven't got it. And at this point, we're cutting that dam and filling the water. And if they haven't got it, it's too goddamn bad. If they have got it, they'll survive with either option. You see my point? I think this is the fundamental thing.
I think we're going to.
You just go over there and you just go,
what I say,
what should we tell, what can Larry, what do you want to tell Larry? That's
why I think you call it.
I don't know right now.
I have a brain, because I had the best time.
Because I don't know, there should be no brain.
There should be no brain. And frankly, I don't believe there should be a process testimony for the commission. One, that one is that the issue. Second, second, justifying what happened in December. If this thing breaks next week, which I think is a much better chance than not just realizing, I would say the chances are beyond more than the breaking. Lead to a imagery test. We should then dominate it during this new series of facts, rather than go testify about this or that finally. I think the salvage of the Department of the Court is not fraudulently, but I have probably changed after thinking and my approach all of this is
good. You want to consider my suggestion?
I think nothing. I think I've thought about the suggestion. It's very difficult because each guy wants to
give too much.
Well, you give it too much, and then also if this schedule
opens up, it could have a very detrimental effect on you.
It could have a detrimental because they might be just at a high point of that support. On the other hand,
within a week, the
New York Times is saying, as of noon, they have been back tonight. Or to the Kennedy
Edge. Yeah, I understand.
But you'd be able to talk to them and give them very good education. Which makes things are going. I frankly, strangely, don't think they have a coach. Because they are saying they are starting support for U.S. military activities, subject only to the control of our forces and the internal government. What the North Vietnamese get out of the agreement with us is some international status for the income, some political control. And I don't know where to go. They lose lobby laws and capital interests. The worst thing for them is for us just to withdraw. And for them to have to fight the GBS for 2 years, that's the worst thing for them in the short run. In the long run, it may be quite different. But I think they have a serious short run problem. If they were not in severe difficulties, they would not be in the country. They would not talk. Not a better chance, but at least I'm not going to be trapped in. so they're close to the pitch. Well, actually, it's good to have a meet today. It's only good to have Rocket and Larry and Mark there.
And they expressed really good.
Well, it's easy to forget that if I say, I don't expect fun season again from the best day. They're all broke. And there was one man who had a substantive issue. Even if there wasn't anything to bother him, but he changed himself and his committee that I read, and young people in me, and you had carried the deed back with him. Don't it to me early on, all the hell was taken for God, nor did they ever call in and say, what's that you would have held? Not a word. Not a brother, not a one of them called or anything. You realize that that's justice. I can't vote in justice, and that's a lot of that. And never volunteering to go out and speak to an adult. You won't have any chance of volunteering if this thing comes out and tells me about it. Find out.
If an option doesn't take it, then I guess we have to drop
it. It happens. In fact, I would like to recommend the president that we send him a very short letter tonight, limited by the size of the judiciary and moving what we said in the last one. Just so that he can show it to his people, say it was cut down. Well, I'm also saying, I'm sure he will not get it apart. Sullivan gives him a little comment. But I think it's a mistake because anything I say needs to have an awful manager.
I don't want them to be back in 6 months. I want them to have a prior question.
That's all of them. From last year's vote to that, and that vote has been rewinding again. So it says so many things before
that. And this is all over.
Because instead of it, okay, he's got this same thing in his face, but I don't, I'll be dead if I don't wear any kind of clothes.
They're not all that bad. They quite understand what they've done. It's an incidental
doesn't affect me.
I don't know, I mean, you and I stand on that. Thank you.
I'll have to take these bastards on in the morning.
But I don't have too much on hand, though.
We're going to have to put in the last, just before they have to make up for that damn memorial service for Truman. And then I'll sit down and I'll tell you what I'm going to talk to you about this stuff. Where is my paper? You sent it out to
the guy.
No. You send it over to the... Just say it gets to the residents.